Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. Does anybody know what this is? Play-Doh. That's exactly right. And when you open up a fresh thing of Play-Doh, it looks something like that. And you can take this and you can make whatever you want out of it. You can mold it and you can create whatever you want. Now, clay is a lot like Play-Doh. It can look a lot like this. Sometimes it's bigger and it's wet. But the special thing about clay is that when you put it in a really hot oven, it gets really hard. So this is made out of clay. So way back in biblical times, they made lots of things out of clay. They made plates out of clay. This is made out of clay. They made cups. They made vases. They made all kinds of things out of clay. So you could make whatever you wanted to make out of clay, but here's the thing, because sometimes it didn't look quite right. So I don't know about you, I'm not a very good artist, and so when I try to make something out of Play-Doh or clay, it doesn't always look like what it's supposed to look like. Sometimes my horses may look more like a dog or, you know, something like that. And sometimes when you're making something, you make a mistake, you mess up. And then you have a choice to make. You can either try really, really hard to make it better, or you can use that mistake and make something beautiful out of it. So in the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament, the Lord told Jeremiah, who was a prophet, to go to the potter's house. Now, a potter was one who created things like this out of clay. So Jeremiah went to the potter's house, and he saw the potter working on his wheel. That's how he made something out of clay. But you know, the thing that he was working on, it didn't look quite right. Something had happened, and it wasn't quite right. And so instead, the potter turned it into something else. Now, what God was teaching Jeremiah and what God teaches us is that sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes it looks like there's a big spot on our life where we have made a big mistake, where we've done something really wrong, and we've hurt ourselves or we've hurt somebody else. But God can take those mistakes and he can shape those mistakes and create something beautiful out of it. You see, sometimes when we really mess up, we feel like there's no way that God could love us, or we feel like there's no way that God could use us anymore. But it doesn't matter what happens. God can always use you and God will always love you. And if you listen to God and you do what he says, then he can take your life and he can shape it into something beautiful. So when you play with Play-Doh this week, or you play with clay, or you draw something, whatever it is, I want you to think about how God shapes your life. And no matter what happens, no matter whether you do the right thing or you do the wrong thing, God can still take it and make it something beautiful. So now we're going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for shaping us. Help us to listen to you and follow your path for our life. And when we mess up, help us to turn back to you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.